Hello and welcome everyone. This is Vincent. Today I'm joined by
the normal Zach.
And we are going to be discussing the last convention that he went to with our new team
friend.
Yeah, she's not quite a team member yet, but she's like
a friend. Well, she's con mom.
She's a team friend. She got introduced to the Vindicated lifestyle very hastily and thrown into the fires and, you know, helped out the company, which was real cool and nice.
Got stuck with me for the weekend.
Yeah, and I felt like it'd be fun to go ahead and do this little podcast so we could have Zach jump in here since he's been missing all of last week. He's going to be missing a lot this week. And it's because he's going to be bouncing between a lot of different conventions. But I know that you missed his, you miss him. You know, you hate to admit it, but you miss him. So I wanted to have this little opportunity to be able to hear his voice, hear my voice, and just have us talk about some of the fun adventures he had and different things that went on, you know, throughout the event. So this convention, for those listening, was called Savannah Mega Comic Con.
Yeah, which that wasn't confusing because like there's another Comic Con in Savannah that's like
called Savannah Comic Con.
Yeah, and I'm just like, whose bright idea was it to name? Whoever had the name first, good for you, get to keep it. The other people, no, fuck off, get something different, or put it in a different order. Comic Con Mega of Savannah, like what the fuck? Like I don't care. Like that was confusing because. Because it caused confusion between me and you before the con even got here. Because you're like, hey, it's at a different location. I'm like, what? No. No. But and then I talked to, yeah, it was a stupid.
What's funny, too, is I had all the correct information for the most. I sent Zach all the correct information.
Yes.
But,
and then there was a phone call.
But yeah, I started having people call me on the phone, email me, saying there's some issues. That on the website, I did put something slightly off that was wrong because of the other con. But at least the information I sent Zach was correct. But either way, we got Zach there.
Yeah.
How was the drive there?
It was just interesting because one's the first time I got to hang out one-on-one with Danielle. I did a phone call beforehand.
Who he didn't really know her before. He only knew Danielle through me, and I barely know her myself. She's a frequent customer at my store that I work at in the mall. And she's been very nice, very helpful, considerate, stuff like that. She was interested in doing this, so I kind of paired her up with Zach, which they had only briefly met before.
Yeah, we met at South Carolina Comic Con, and it was one of those things where, like, at the end of the con, she was like, hey, I'll help you guys pack up, and Zero Dan was there. He was like, okay. I was like, I don't give a damn, sure, why not? But yeah, we all as a whole, me and her drove. So Friday night, the original plan, I should say, was Saturday night, or Saturday morning, like 3, we were going to head down. But our friend Annie, who does art and does a lot of conventions, and she's going down to one this weekend as well, she was like, hey, my mom bought a hotel room. Do you guys want to come up Friday night? I'm like, hell yeah, then we don't have to drive and wake up at 2:30. Rather do that. So we drove up Friday night, and it was a... I don't want to say it was odd, but it was just weird because it was me and her. We never hung out before, one-on-one. We talked on the phone a few times, and there was a group chat between the three of us, and it was like, okay, cool. The funny thing, though, is, like, I put my phone in the center, and I listened to Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends the entire trip up, and I was quoting it the entire fucking trip.
Okay. I did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she likes Foster's
Home.
She
did. She was like... I think I made a joke about, like, Blue Regard Q Kazoo, or... No! Oh, fuck! So we stopped and got, Wendy's beforehand. And I got a Frosty, because I wasn't really that hungry. I ate beforehand. And I mean, you've had a Frosty. They're hard to eat. And I did the thing that cheese does. It was like, over and over. And I was like, fuck it, we're watching it, because it's on Hulu, so...
All right, that works. So you had a good drive. Now, was it mostly the interstate?
Yeah,
or, okay.
Which is fantastic.
Fine by you. Yeah,
yeah.
You get there a little quicker and just
not
straight
just
shot.
Not just quicker.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where you don't have to worry as much about, like, wildlife. Now, the trip back, I seen a few deer on the side of the road, but on the trip up, I didn't see any.
Okay, cool. And then for the area of Savannah, was that your first time in Savannah?
Yeah. As far as I'm aware.
Okay, and what'd you think of Savannah as a place?
So outside of the con, we really didn't. So Saturday, we really didn't go to Savannah. We went straight to our Airbnb, which was like 25-30 minutes north of Savannah. but that Sunday after the con, we packed up, I told them, I was like, look, I want to sit down and eat. Somebody at the con recommended we go, there's a ramen place downtown. I was like, fuck, let's just go across there. It's just across the bridge. Blah, blah, blah. It was good, and then that person joined us, and then she took us for ice cream, and then leaving at 7 turned into 9:30, 10 o'clock, and which means I got home at 2. So. but, I mean, the downtown seemed cool. I'm going back on the 7th, actually, to go get a tattoo done.
Hey, sounds good. Now, we tend to always run into at least one person who causes some trouble at cons. You know, our most notable was this guy who Zach dubbed as Maroon 5 Kid, and I called him Maroon 500.
That was the best one. And we haven't seen him since COVID.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Thank God. Can I get this stick for $5? No. What the fuck?
Now, what the point I'm trying to make here is, did you guys encounter anyone that was in any sense comparable to Maroon 500?
No, we really didn't. So the people around us, we didn't have problems with. So it was odd. There were random cosplayers who got tables, and there was like three tables worth of cosplayers, and then the people next to us were these people who made a comic based on, like, it's, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain, but it's like a tiger that's black, he's got dreads, he wears Jordans, like
it's an cool original thing. Character.
Yes, and they were actually at South Carolina Comic Con. They were next to us, and they were really cool. They kept playing this song, though, because they had a loop of their, of like a 2-minute short that they did for their,
They just had a loop of 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's brutal.
The song was really good, though. That's the one thing
that's good.
Say.
Yeah, sure.
Danny said, like, oh, the song is like giving me a headache or something. I was like, if you want to, you know, go hang out with our friend Annie, that's fine. Like, I'll give her a hand. I'm fine. We've already done our laps for the day. But the only issue we had was the cosplayer dude next to us, who was really cool. They were cool. He accidentally scared a little girl because he was dressed up as Jason.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't mean to. The mom of the little girl, she dressed up as Eri from
My Hero Academia.
My Hero. And her mom goes, look, and points, and she jumped, screamed, and started crying. I was like, oh, I feel so bad, even though your mom's a terrible person. I didn't do this. I feel so bad. But I think that was really the only issue we had. We didn't really have, like, we never had, like, the annoying person. Like, there's always that one person you engage with, because I had it at Saggy. It was mainly just, you know, most people were really cool. They didn't have any issues. I had one person who was just like, so you made these games? I go, well, I didn't. My buddy did. It's his company. He was like, he should be here, and walked off. I'm like, motherfucker, you didn't even ask where he's at. Like, he could have been here. Like, you weren't, but he didn't know that, so.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
The one thing, so about this convention center, it's right on the river. And there's big ships that come through. And I wish I would have gotten a photo, but there's, like, big, giant glass. There's a lot of daylight that gets brought into there because they have giant glass panels for windows. I looked up at one point, I'm like, holy shit, there's a giant ship out there. They go, oh, yeah, there's a port just, like, a couple miles up the river. I'm like, holy cow. And we would see big boats, like, coming and going. I was like, it was really cool looking.
Do you like big boats and you do not lie?
Yeah, I cannot lie. It was really cool, too. Like, like I said, we didn't get to go outside the first day. The second day, I convinced them, hey, let's get breakfast and let's go sit by the river. Like, just hang out for a few minutes before the con, because it's going to be really the only time we can go by the river and hang out. And, yeah, it's muddy water because it's a river, but it was still nice. It was like, cool, we get to hang out and have some fun out here.
Cool. So what was your favorite part of the whole experience?
Oh, man. Yeah, like, the whole con itself, there was fun because, like I said, there was our friend Annie. She roomed with us both nights. She got the hotel room on Friday. We got the Airbnb, which that was interesting. Favorite moment at the con itself was really just, like, getting to see a lot of cool people. Coming up, showing them the games. Didn't get to play any, really. But that's because we had a small table and we didn't really have, I wouldn't say the people for it. Annie still hadn't played the game yet. She could explain, like, you know, kind of the premise for it, but not really. Since she hadn't played it, she would ask me questions about it.
And you mean Danielle there?
Danielle. Yeah. Who did I say?
You said Annie.
Oh, whoops. Close enough. But I think one of my favorite parts was getting to walk around and meet some new people. There's a couple vendors. One is this group of buddies, I think. I remember the one guy, his name's JR, and I had, you know, that little Clefairy figure I had from Japan?
Mm-hmm.
I showed him, and he's like, "You got a Lapras? They made a Lapras?" I go, "Yeah, I think I have a spare one." He's like, "Dude, if you have it, you know, I'll buy it off you." I'm like, "I'll do one better. If you get some Japanese Eevee shit, I will, you know, I'll trade you." He actually might come to Athens this weekend, because they live in Atlanta. But meeting some new people, meeting new contacts. There's a cool artist who I showed you, the Static Shock and the Teen Titans. His name's Ethan, I think. Oh, I'm really bad with names when it comes to more than two letters. But just meeting the new people in the area. The area seemed cool. I mean, that Sunday when we went out, when we went downtown, besides having to pay for parking for $10 for the 3 hours, I was like, this is stupid, but it's kind of worth it.
Okay, cool.
And there's stories galore. I mean, there's just some. We went to Saturday night, we went to Hong Kong Buffet up just a little north, where it's wherever our Airbnb was. And just the amount of laughter me, Danielle, and Annie had from just our random bowl, it was just one of the catch line, and I said it in our Discord, which you can go to vindicated.com and join the Discord through there. The line that Annie had said was, bitches.
Quick clarification. Vindicatedentertainment.com.
Whoops. If you go to the other one, it might be a porn site. We don't know. But Annie, we were talking about something, and Annie goes, "Bitches, you'd say." And we just started dying of laughter. So.
Yeah, Zach felt the need to share that in our Discord and our private chat and provided no context.
Yeah. So, I just said the phrase of the convention, bitches, you'd say.
Yeah, it was... It's not funny without context.
Listen. It's still funny. But I really enjoy... Like I said, I'm going back. So the tattoo was something I'll get into real quick. There was a tattoo artist at the convention doing tattoos, which I thought was really interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that before, have you? At a comic book convention?
Not at a comic book convention, but you did get a tattoo at another convention.
But it was a tattoo convention.
It was a tattoo convention,
yeah,
okay.
So that kind of makes sense. Where'd you get that tattoo? Tattoo convention. Oh, okay. Comic book convention. Like, whoa, wait, what? The artist was really cool, and you thought his card looked cool, even though you hate what it represented, right?
Well, that sounds so weird to anyone listening to us.
So the guy's a big, like...
He's a big fan of a game that is notorious for picking on smaller companies, including ours. Yep. So I don't like them, because they bullied me.
You don't like them, but, like, the guy's done other art forms of his card. He's done Pokemon, Digimon, and stuff like that, so he's just rotating through the cycle of them. But it's really... The dude was cool, and I told him, I was like, "Man, I'd love to get a tattoo from you." And he goes, like, "Put your number down." And this was Sunday morning. He goes, "What do you want?" I'm like, "Honestly, just do your own design, whatever you want." He says, "I'll call you as soon as I get done." 10 minutes later, he calls me, "Hey, come on over." And he showed me, and it's going on my forearm on the outer side. And I was like, "That's awesome. That looks awesome, blah, blah, blah." He's, "All right, cool." I go, "What are you thinking?" He goes, "Let's do black with shading." I'm like, "I'd rather do it in color. Can I come back in 2 weeks?" He goes, "Yeah, that's fine." I'm like, "Awesome," because I fell in love with it, and doing it in color would be so much better than black with some shading.
Yeah, I like tattoos with color a lot of times. I mean, some definitely look good with black and shading, but yeah. I could see the appeal of having it in color.
It's just like my otter is a good happy medium, because it has that bold red apple on it with some shading in it, but then you see, like, my right forearm on the inside is Japan, and it has cherry blossoms, and, you know, the detail is really good there.
Yeah, fun stuff. Sounds like you had a fun time.
The drive back sucked.
I'm a bit, jealous. And then the reason why I said that the drive back sucked is because they ended up having a lot of fun, so much fun that they got carried away, and then by the time they drove back, Zach did not get home until 2 a.m.
Yeah, and we had to, so... Annie, this is the funny part. We took off and, like, I was going and left Annie in our dust. And then all of a sudden, this blue Honda that Annie drove past us. And we were like, "Is that Annie's car?" I'm not sure. That could... So I had Danielle. I was like, "Call her." He calls her, "Hey, did you just pass us?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "You dirty bitch." So we got behind her. We start following her. And she's like, "Hey, I need to pull over to check my blood sugar." I'm like, "That'd be good." And this is, like, halfway... Yeah, that's good, because we could pull over. I want to stretch my legs, get a Red Bull or two, because I'm getting a little tired. dicked around for like half an hour at a gas station parking lot, just like stretching our legs, fucking talking, hanging out for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it can help, you know, breaking up the monotony of the drive and stuff. It did,
especially that one after working, which was weird. We only worked 5 hours. Like, the con was from 11 to 4. I take that back. It was 11 to 4. They had to leave at like 4:15 to go get Annie's car because Annie had one tire go flat and another tire possibly going bad. We had to drop it off at a Walmart. They had to go get the car, come back, pack up, and then we went to dinner, which was still like 6 o'clock-ish.
Yeah, which that kind of stuff seems very frustrating to deal with at a con. You're in another city, another state, trying to mess with car issues while at a convention.
And I felt so bad for Andy because, like, we were on our way, and she called, I think she called me, and she was like, yeah, I'm kind of on the side of the road. I'm like, we hadn't even left Greenville yet, actually. I had just picked up Danielle, and we were about to get on to 385. And she goes, yeah, I got to blow out, blah, blah. I was like, do you need help? Like, I don't know where you're at. But, yeah, so that was the worst part of the weekend, was the frustration of trying to get her car shit figured out. They had called when we were, like 5 or 10 minutes from the convention hall itself, and it's like, well, we're not going to turn back now to go get your car because it's 20 minutes away. So this is the plan that we're going to go with. You guys will take my car and drive it back, and I will pack up as much stuff as I can until you guys get back. And it worked out fine.
That's good. So in that case, it definitely helped to have an extra person.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because it was Annie's car.
Yeah.
If it was my car, it'd be like, fuck, how are we going to do this?
Exactly, yeah. It's
like, fuck. But yeah, it was, I mean, that was the biggest hurdle / headache we had all weekend, which is good, I guess.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, car troubles seems like that would probably be normally at the top of the list.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I was definitely, you know, I definitely wanted to go. I have a certain amount of days I can get off in a year. And so,
somebody's getting married soon.
Yeah.
Going on a honeymoon.
Yeah, Zach and I talked about it, and it just seemed more important to have a slightly longer honeymoon than to have this weekend off.
Well, especially because you'd have to take possibly 2 days off for it. Because I didn't think about, like, I don't want to say it like this, but my job is a little harder because it's physical labor. I'm picking up heavy stuff, and I'm using heavy machinery. And if I go in on 2 hours of sleep, probably, it's a bad combination. So, I was like, I'm glad I took that day off.
Yeah, no, it helps.
And then I'm doing it right again this weekend.
Yep, fun stuff.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so this weekend will be the Punk Flea Market in Athens. The Punk Flea Market, if you've not heard about it, is this cool sort of like Southeastern-based... It's kind of like a convention, but it's definitely more of a punk flea market in the sense that, or more of like a flea market with like a punk aesthetic. So basically you have everyone there for the most part seems to be a quote unquote punk of some sort where they like rock and roll, depending, you know, various genres. A lot of people have different like alternative stuff that they sell.
The best way I explain it to people, I'm like, think of a flea market, but you have tattoos, rock and roll, vintage stuff, like good vintage stuff, not like I got this pack of cigarettes. No, like vintage clothing or vinyls, and you have a bunch of awesome artists who do their own stuff, and you put them all in the same room as rock and roll is blaring at a decibel that's too loud to where people can't hear each other.
Yeah, it's like
a little bit of a gripe.
It's almost like a rock and roll Comic Con.
Yeah,
almost, but they don't have panels, they don't have guests.
No, I mean, they just, like, this one is really interesting. Because it's huge. I mean, there's 180 plus vendors spots. Now, they're granted they haven't sold out of all of them, but looking at how many there were before we recorded, there was like maybe 20 left, and I'm like, okay, 160 out of 180. That's a lot still. That's a big number.
Yeah, and we weren't sure that this type of event would even work for us because it's a little bit outside of our bubble or outside of what we normally do. However, we gave it a try, one that was local in Greenville, and it worked out really well for us, so we've just been doing them ever since. And the guy who owns it, I believe his name's Chris, he's a super friendly guy, super nice, very accommodating, very easy to talk to, very professional, just good in every single way that I could mention. And so it's just been like a staple, especially since he runs multiples of these every year.
Yeah. Well, it used to be called South Carolina Punk Flea Market, and then they expanded out of South Carolina, and they're like, fuck it, let's call it Southeast.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because now they got one in Richmond, Virginia, Tampa, or Orlando. We were doing half of them, I think, at least. They were trying to do Asheville, which is only about an hour north of us, but then some sort of pandemic thing hit us, oddly enough, and it kind of shot that idea, because the actual facility said, oh, we're only going to let people that, like, events that we've done before in before we start letting new events in, which I think is odd, but
whatever. Yeah, and with us being able to do these, that adds, like, 4 to 6 more events that we can do a year.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, we did, was the first one we ever did right before that pandemic stuff happened? Was that our first one?
I don't remember. I am so bad at remembering, yeah. Like, past
dates. I think that was, because I don't think we did it... Yeah, that was, because that was, like... I went to it with Danielle, and that's when I told you, I was like, this might be a good one for us to do, at least local here to Greenville. And then we did the one right before the COVID restrictions really hit. And we did okay, but then we're like, we're not sure. Then we went back for a couple more, and we're like, okay, we did really good. Fuck it, we're going to keep doing them, because we make... You know, we make money, but we also get exposed to a lot of cool people.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have another one that's outside, like the one we did that had, like, no AC or anything.
That one wasn't as bad, because we were inside.
Speak for you, we're inside a place that had no AC when it was, yes, like, 100 degrees
but
outside.
But we could have been outside.
Honestly, it probably would have been better outside. Yeah. Because inside was, I think, since it didn't have AC, it was, like, very stuffy.
It was also a brick building.
Is a brick building. I mean, it's just not a place you want to be stuck inside.
The only thing I remember about that one, do you know what that one thing is? You guys forgot the table, and you're like, Zach, we forgot the table. I'm like, oh shit. And I booked ass across town, at one point hitting 100 miles per hour in the city to go get the table from Abby here at your apartment.
I don't advocate speeding, guys.
I said 100 kilometers, that's like 60. Actually, I think that's right, I think. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Especially going to Athens, haven't been there before. We need to talk to Morgan, a friend of yours.
I texted him today, has not responded. Morgan, if you're randomly listening to this podcast, please text me back.
Yeah, love you, Morgan. Because we're doing more events. We're doing one more in Georgia this year. MomoCon Jr.
Yep.
I think that's the only one.
Okay. It's Winterfest. You're thinking of SC Comic Con Jr.
I'd start to just.
Which is fun. If you're listening to this and you're in the upstate, you might not know this actually, but SC Comic Con, which is very big in our area, like everyone in this area knows about it, they're having a smaller one for the first time ever. It's later on in the year. It's a one day show. It's called SC Comic Con Jr. Does not mean it's for kids, it's just a smaller version of the normal con.
I told someone that actually the guys that were next to us, the ones with the new comic, their own stuff. I was like, yeah, South Carolina Comic Con's doing a junior. They're like, really? I go, yeah. They go, oh, we might have missed that email or something. I was like, yeah, man, if you guys want, come on up. You know, it's a one day show. It's a Sunday, and if you guys come up like Saturday and you guys got a hotel, I will take you to a great ramen place to go eat. And the one dude was like, really? I'm like, dude, I love going there. He's like, all right, cool, bet, yeah. And I got his number. And, I'm excited for this weekend because it is going to be something different. We're going to be in a massive convention hall. Like, this one, it wasn't as big because they were working on it. They're expanding it out. And we had what would normally probably be a quarter to a fifth of the size of the arena.
Okay.
So, and Athens, or not, yeah, Athens. Athens looks like it's going to be so much more bigger than that. Especially the number of booths I see. Like, how they have it mapped out, which you can see that map. You just can't see what the vendors are on their website, southeastpunkfleamarket.com.
Okay.
Promoting them so they can maybe link us, be like, hey, we like these guys. That, what's funny is that Chris, his name's Chris, right, that owns it?
Yeah.
He was doing the prints, the shirts at Saggy, Southeast Game Exchange, mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago. I was like, huh, okay, cool. And, yeah. seems cool. I'm excited. And then we have one more event. Luckily, it's local to Greenville, so there's no time off or anything needed.
Yeah, there's also there's free comic book day, and then there's the Upstate Pop Expo that Richard is throwing. No, not this month.
Oh, I was scared. I was like, wait, there's one more thing happening this month? Are you kidding me?
No.
It's like, you realize I leave for Utah in like 3 weeks.
But I'm excited for the free comic book day, because that was fun when we did that 2 years ago. It was actually it was oddly a fun time. It was very good for us, too, because it's easy for us to make it, too. It's very close by. Expenses on our end aren't much, because we don't have to worry about hotel, gas fees, food, don't have to worry about really anything. Yeah. And Richard's an awesome guy. Check out Richard's comics and collectibles. They have a lot of great stuff, and he's a very nice
I love Richard.
Guy. He's so cool to talk to.
He is. It's so weird because you look at him and you're expecting him to be like... When the first time I ever saw Richard, and I need to tell him this, first time I ever saw him, I was waiting for him to be like, you like comic books too? But then he talked, I was like, oh shit, you're just a normal dude. Okay, cool. And so, I got a question for you. There's a girl that comes with him younger. Is that like his daughter that does like the art stuff? Like,
I do not know. Okay. It
but
might...
you know who I'm talking about, right?
Not necessarily, but I've heard him mention a girl's name.
Okay.
It could be his employee.
Okay.
But well, it could be his daughter.
It could be. Because she does like these painted snow globes and painted little mural things. And Danielle's bought some. Danielle of Anime Summit, so that way we don't get him confused, has bought stuff from her before, so. And she's come to a lot of the flea markets. He's not coming to Athens, though.
Okay.
So I asked him, I was like, you going to Athens this week? He goes, no way. Like, I'm done for the month. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I'll go hang out with some new people then.
Yeah, but speaking of the new con coming up, we, you know, Art Prints is one of our biggest sellers.
Yes.
And so we just cranked out a new Rim art print from ReZero. Just showed Zach today.
Yes, very cool.
And super happy about that one. The artist spent a lot of time on that one, especially on the details of the mansion in the background.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I really hope she did make that a separate file, so that way we could use it for other stuff, or even use it for backdrop for, like, group photos of ours. Like, actual photos. Like, we Photoshop ourselves and we're going to the mansion!
Well, I mean, they have something on there where I could, like, you could actually just pay on there and it will send you the background file if you paid, like, the extra for it. But yeah, it looks really good, though.
Yeah. And we should also say we had a Nezuko print.
Yeah, from Demon Slayer.
Then, and this was its first con, and she did really well. There's a lot of people. Anytime, so my favorite thing to do is whenever I see a cosplayer and we have a print of theirs, I'm like, oh, I found you! I found you! And I point to the print. There's a lot of them that are like, oh my god, that's cool. Can I buy, how much are they? And they'll buy one. And I'm just like, fuck
yeah. Yeah, that works out great. I mean, basically, one thing that got us to kind of lean that way is when you look at like what's doing well for you and what's not, you want to double down on what's doing well. And so with our art prints, we have them. I've worked on some of the art prints. Abby's worked on some. And some of the other art prints are done by various game artists that we work with. So if someone's a fan of the artwork of Nezuko or Rim, they can know that that artist that we're working with has done 100% of the illustrations for our new card game, Heartseeker, which is planning for Kickstarter next year. And I showed Zach some of those files earlier today, and he saw them for the first time.
Some of those are fucking awesome.
You mean all of them?
Well, I mean, the location one, my favorite was the comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's fucking awesome. And then, they're all really good, but I think that one, the Doge Girl and the Swear Jar are my three favorites.
Well, I know that you really, you had a good reaction to the one with Emma on it that said Game On.
And she
had the
controller in her hand. Yeah, that was fucking, I forgot about that one. You showed me so many, I was just like, wow, this is going to turn out really good. I can't wait for us to get, because you're going to make at least a demo version for us.
And we can show it off to people at cons, and then they can sign up to our newsletter or mailing list, so we can keep them on our mailing list, so we can email them whenever our stuff comes out.
Because
I'm sure if someone sees that, and they're like, oh, it's not available yet, but you can email me when it comes out, they'll sign up.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, the box itself looks like a manga. Like, I designed it to look like a manga.
Would you show me, like, the 3D model thing? I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it'd be our coolest looking game in terms of its, like, box, right? Like, in terms of, like, presentation.
Yeah, because I'm looking at our shelf of games over here that aren't ours. And the only other one that I like on that level is the oh, what was the one where you drew each of us as a character? Like, you drew me, you drew Abby, you drew...
Oh, Cthulhu.
Cthulhu, that
one. Keep in mind, Zach is a bit biased on that one because he's on the front cover.
I'm like dumbass. But I think that one is cool because it actually shows, like, who we are as some people in, like, in both the company but in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I really like because it shows, like, oh, wait, this is, like... Like, I think of Rent-A-Girlfriend when I see that. I'm like, oh, it's the manga. It's a manga. Oh, girls. Oh, okay, yeah. That one is just like, look at my dumb ass on it.
Yeah, maybe we'll get Cthulhu out there at some point.
Down the road.
It's a pretty fun game, and we have a lot of fun with it.
We haven't played it in a while.
Yeah. We were going to play it for Summerween, but it's a toss-up between playing that and the Gravity Falls one. You know, Summerween's based off of Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
Cthulhu's based off the Gravity Falls card game I made, yeah. So it's kind of like, which one do we play?
I just realized something, too. So your honeymoon is the week of my birthday.
Yeah, thank goodness we can be out of here.
I don't blame you. No, that just means that if we stream, like, me personally on the channel, I'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, well, maybe we can do a birthday stream for you and with you at some time before your birthday.
Or after.
Yeah. And then with your on your birthday or some point closer to your birthday, you can do a birthday stream.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so unfortunately Will be leaving us sometime soon. You might know Will as the guy who does a lot of our Otherworlds Adventures art.
Yeah.
He can get kind of loud sometimes, but in a very fun way. And he's very cool. He also played The Witch's House with me on parts 2 and 3 of that stream.
Did you guys finish that game?
We did.
Okay.
He actually really liked it and wanted to beat it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll tell you about the finale of that game in just a second.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, Will will be moving to New Jersey because he's going to college there. And so we'll miss him, unfortunately. We already had Drake move, Rachel move, Will move.
Half the team's gone.
Ron's kind of moved.
Ron just, I love it. Fucking Ron enlisted in some sort of military. And he's like, yeah, this is the last time I'm going to be speaking for a while. Then just randomly was like, hey, what I miss? Like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, he had been absent for like 6 months, and then he just comments, and he's like, what I miss? And
he's like, a lot.
And I was like, just missing you, cutie, and he didn't say anything back. I'm like, thanks for leaving
thanks,
me on
Thanks, asshole.
Red.
Wow.
Yeah, and then like a few days later, he liked a post that I made or something, and then didn't say anything. I'm just like, what are you doing?
I wonder if he doesn't have access to his phone as much as he does, and if he, like, he mainly focuses on family stuff. I don't know how military stuff like that works.
I know he has to have at least limited access because I got a mailing address from his brother, and it was like, hey, Ron, you know, want me to give you this? You can basically write him a letter and send it to him. And then I sent it to him, and then they moved his post, and they resent the letter, and I had to pay again to send the letter off to the next post.
Oh, my God.
I still don't know that he even got it because I haven't gotten the letter back.
He'll probably send you a letter. It's one page. Just the top, it says, Dear Vincent, thank you. Love, Ron. If he did that, honestly, I would have so much mad respect for him just because of the joke and the commitment that takes. P.S. Good luck on the wedding.
But yeah, to sum it all up, we have a lot of members leaving, which is always sad. We do like to try to have a going away stream with them. We've only been able to do a going away stream with Drake currently. With Ron, I mean, he just had to bounce kind of abruptly. Rachel was kind of the same way, but she just kind of had to leave abruptly.
Well, she was like, oh, we're going to do this. And she's like, actually, never mind.
Yeah, she accidentally made, like, multiple plans on, like, the same day. And a lot of things came up for her at once. And she had to juggle a lot. So, not envious of that. But, you know, we weren't able to do that with her. And then, that's where we're at. So, we're going to do a fun stream with Will. He's wanting to do a speed run of Outlast. Where we just watch him do a speed run of it, which he said he can beat in like 45 minutes.
Which one's Outlast?
And, oh, wait, maybe that's not what he wants to do. I think he wants to play Doom, the first, or the 2016 Doom.
Okay.
And he wants to play this Kill a Kill fighting game.
Ooh.
Which that sounds, it actually sounds really fun and looks really fun.
I'm probably going to be gone because of the fucking wedding.
Well, I told Zach that we would, and he means a different wedding, not my
Abby's
wedding.
I have a family member getting married in August, so I got to go to fucking Utah.
Yeah, damn. So we're going to be looking at the dates, trying to make sure Zach's there for that one.
Or if at least I could drop off a gift and see Will before he leaves.
Yeah. So be sure to stay tuned for that. That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. As far as the Witch's House goes, a bit of a spoiler for the Witch's House. This will be the finale. I feel like I should tell Zach since he started off our stream with it. And then that's the finale.
Shit, I mean.
Well, the finale would have definitely scared you because this is how the finale happens.
Okay.
So this girl, like, it looks... I could be misremembering little details, but... This girl comes out of nowhere. She might fall from the ceiling. She's missing her legs, and she's bleeding, and her eyes are blackened out with, like, blood. And she's crawling towards you, and if you let her catch you, you die. So you're trying to run out of the house as everything's trying to stop you, and this girl's, like trying to crawl after you. And you're just, like, running for your life trying to get out of there. Well, when you make it out of the woods, or into the woods from the mansion, and you're trying to run. You're like, Dad, Dad, where are you, Dad? And you see your dad, and he has, like, a hunting rifle. And he's like, there you are, Viola, or whatever your name is. And then he's like, oh, my God, what is that? Well, no, at first, like, the girl, like, you run up to your father. She's like, so good to see you. And he's like, it's nice to see you, too. And he hugs her. And then he's like, where have you been? And you start talking a bit. And then that the thing with the missing legs starts crawling up like this and the bleeding eyes. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, stay back. He's like, don't come any closer. And it's like trying to be like, yeah. It's like trying to speak, but you can't tell what it's trying to say. Like, yeah. And he's like, don't come any closer. And it tries to move, and he shoots his arm off. And then it tries to move. And it's like, yeah. And it shoots it in the head and kills it. And he's like, let's go home, daughter.
What the fuck?
And then you go home, and it says, and then it rolls credits and it says, the end? Question mark.
Oh, shit.
And then X Factor said, play it again, but this time run and grab this knife before you head out the mansion for the true ending. So Will was running, got the knife, ran out, went outside, thing was chasing him. And then when you're running as the girl, before you get to your dad, she turns around to the eyeless girl and the legless girl and says, oh, something like, oh, you're so pathetic now. Like, it sucks to be you. Like, she's like, I love your body so much. Like, whenever I possessed your body and took it over, it's such a nice host. And now you're in that miserable thing. And then she's like, basically, the woman tells you that she had possessed that little girl that you play as. And it's actually a witch that, like, possessed her. And she's like, your dad's now going to love me. And, like, you're going to die here miserable and pathetic. And then she's like, daddy, she runs up, and then she's like, and then the dad's like, hey, sweetie. And he's like, oh my God, what is that thing? And it's like trying to say, dad, it's me, it's your daughter. And he's like, oh my God.
What the fuck?
And he shoots and kills it, thinking it's a monster. He's like, let's go home, sweetie. And it takes home this, like, possessed witch that did that to his daughter.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't play
this one.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, so it's pretty dark and messed up.
So we have one submission for the, what to call a convention,
Okay, so what Zach's trying to say is we don't have a name for our series of podcasts that talk specifically about conventions, or not specifically, but like mainly or focused on conventions.
Yeah, like we used to do podcasts right after conventions, and we would just hang out for like an hour or something, shoot the shit, tell the stories. The only one is Blunderst? Is that what her name is?
What? Oh, okay, you're trying to say her name. I thought you were trying to say the
No, not the name.
Okay. What's the suggestion?
Well, what's her name?
You took the phone away from me. I can't see it.
What's her name? I'm going to say the suggestion.
Blamused.
Blamused. So I met her. She was actually from Savannah Mega Comic Con. She was very lovely, her and her group of friends. She says, VindyCon.
Which is funny because
we talked about that before.
For a podcast difference. Name, but yeah, something different.
But I dig that. I mean, that's pretty straight to the point.
Yeah, but branding-wise, I don't want to get confused. Yeah. It's a good name. If you're listening to this, I do appreciate the name. It is a great name, actually, because we actually do want to use that name. We just want to use it for something else.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we have Concrud.
Ooh. Actually, I dig that.
Conversations. Well, the look you gave on that one.
Vindicated Convocations.
Convincate.
I think the first one or the second one are our best options at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. By the time you're listening to this, you'll see some sort of name popped up there, and that's what we went with, at least for the time being. If you have a different suggestion, be sure to let us know. You can do so in our Discord, which you can find at vindicateentertainment.com. It's also where you can find all of our other links. Be sure to check us out on Twitch, where we do a lot of our streams. And try to check us out at a local con if you can. We'll catch you next time. Oh, and of course, subscribe. If you're listening to this far in and you haven't subscribed yet, I don't know what you're doing. Please subscribe. That way you'll get new podcasts in your newsfeed from us.
And go to our YouTube to subscribe there, because we are doing stuff there on a weekly basis.
Used to be on a weekly basis, but we'll put some more stuff back on there soon.
All right, cool.
Take care and stay awesome.
Bye.